When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Do you believe Matt Eberflus identified the correct problem with the offense when he said in-game communication?
You know, just in-game communication, in terms of that, it's got to be better. The adjustments, the tactical adjustments need to be better, with that on all sides. And everything's on the table. And it's important that we look at everything and we take the time to get that done.
So did Matt get it right? In-game communication is one of the bigger or biggest issues.
Well, it's on the list, but I don't think it's at the top of it necessarily. I do think that there's preparation. What are you doing to be ready to combat what the defense shows you, and how are you going to take the game or take the responsibility out of your quarterback's hands or limit his ability or responsibility to change plays and to have so much in his head? And I think you need to simplify that. That's preparation. I think there's innovation. You need to scheme guys open. You need to design plays that make more sense, that maybe are a little bit more predictable. Take the layups, the quick passing game to help your offensive line, to help your quarterback, to reduce the sacks. So there's preparation, innovation, and then there's the execution. You know, you need to make the easy throws. You need to make the blocks in front of you. You can't have misses. You can't have missed assignments. And, oh, by the way, effort, that would be good. Jalen Johnson says so. So before you get to communication, which I think is important, but that speaks to chemistry and that speaks to things that we are talking about a lot and reading body language and this and that. You need preparation, innovation, execution, and then you get to communication. But the Bears, you know, it's a long list of problems, and that's where it starts.
Yeah, in-game communication is a pretty broad sentence, phrase, you know. Could they be telling Caleb Williams this week up at Halas Hall, this is the play, run it. We're not changing the play because you're not getting the play out. You're not seeing it right yet. These defensive coordinators are confusing you as a rookie quarterback. The other part, and Mully, I think you mentioned it, if Shane Waldron was kept around, perhaps he goes upstairs to change his view of things. And would that be, if the only thing done on Sunday was that Shane Waldron is moved upstairs, boy, that would be really unsatisfying as a fan. But maybe that's something that is possible.
Yeah, we'll find out. As far as this is concerned, in-game communication, that is a bizarre term to use. I mean, is he saying that? I mean, I understand the adjustments, and how are you not verbalizing the adjustments, or how are you not communicating the adjustments? There's a clip out there on social media where you see Caleb, who's just looks like he's just gotten sacked again, and he's sitting on the bench, and he's next to Shane Waldron, who has got this huge grin on his face and seems to be like in a different mentality than his quarterback. And Caleb, and he's saying something, and Caleb is like shaking his head no. It's awful. So is that what he means by the in-game communication? Is he not working the quarterback in the right way? Is this something on the headset that the coach isn't hearing? Like, I don't know exactly what this means, to be honest with you, but I would like a little bit more explanation of how that's gone wrong, of what is in the mind of the coordinator and the call of the play that isn't connecting to whomever he's speaking to on the sideline. It doesn't surprise me to hear that, because I think he's been kind of strange behind the microphone. I've watched a lot of this stuff and not understood quite what he means. He doesn't really explain himself in a way that is necessarily something that I would understand or a way that I would choose to speak myself, right? It's just difficult sometimes when you feel like you're having a conversation with someone who isn't speaking the same language as you. It's a little bit weird. And I'm not saying the guy doesn't know, you know, what was the Jaguars coach? You know, I'm not saying that he would say something I couldn't understand. I'm not trying to pin him down like that. I just want to know what exactly the type of communication issue is. But, okay, in-game communication, whatever it is. Maybe someone else calling plays can change the rhythm of the team.
Well, you wonder if it's between coach and player, player and player, because quarterback and receivers, that communication has been lacking.
Yes.
And clearly there's a gap between the play caller and the quarterback, and there's a distance that's represented in that image that you described, which is all over social media, yes, which can be dangerous place to get accurate depictions of what's going on.
But it's hard not to look at that and think like, right, oh, those are two guys.
And people will run with that. Yeah. And so it was an odd description of what the number one problem is. I think the number one problem is, frankly, if you want to really simplify it, is that you can't protect the quarterback.
Yeah.
And your offensive line can't move the line of scrimmage.
You can't move the ball.
So,
the number one problem, you can't score points.
That's a problem.
Back-to-back
games without his touchdown for the first time since 2004, and that bears repeating again and again and again because that was a terrible football team and one that was on its way up that you were trying to build, but that was Lovie Smith's first season, and the quarterbacking was shared between your guy, Chad Hutchinson, Jonathan Quinn, and Craig Krenzel.
He was my guy.
I know.
He was in my camp.
I know he was.
Craig Krenzel, or Krenzler, as he was once miscalled. Also, big camp.
None of them, by the way, were number one overall draft picks, in case you're wondering.
Quite the opposite. All righty. We've got your calls. We're going to get to your calls. I feel bad. We had a guy call from Denmark in the 5:30 hour, and here we are alone.
No, that's rotten.
We lost. Yeah, there was something that was rotten in the state of Denmark. Well played.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.